0000. WTNT 35 KNHC 121,746. Bat 5. Bulletin. Potential Tropical Cyclone 5 Intermediate Advisory Number 4A. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL 052024. 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Monday, August 12, 2024. Air Force Hurricane Hunters investigating the system. Tropical storm conditions and heavy rain expected in portions of the Leeward Islands late tonight or early Tuesday. Summary of 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time 1800 hours Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 15.5 North 56.4 West. About 375 miles, 600 kilometers east-southeast of Antigua. About 670 miles, 1,080 kilometers east-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Maximum sustained winds 35 miles per hour, 55 kilometers per hour. Present movement west, or 280 degrees at 26 miles per hour, 43 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 1,010 millibar, 29.83 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A tropical storm warning is in effect for St. Kitts, Nevis, Montserrat, Antigua, Barbuda, and Anguilla. Guadeloupe. St. Martin and St. Barthélemy. St. Martin. British Virgin Islands. U.S. Virgin Islands. Puerto Rico. Vieques. Culebra. A tropical storm warning means that tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area within 36 hours. Interests elsewhere in the northeastern Caribbean should monitor the progress of potential tropical cyclone 5. For storm information specific to your area in the United States, including possible inland watches and warnings, please monitor products issued by your local National Weather Service Forecast Office. For storm information specific to your area outside of the United States, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and Outlook. At 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 1800 hours Coordinated Universal Time, the disturbance was centered near latitude 15.5 north, longitude 56.4 west. The system is moving toward the west near 26 miles per hour, 43 kilometers per hour. A westward to west northwestward motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the disturbance is expected to move across portions of the Leeward Islands late tonight or Tuesday and approach the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico Tuesday evening. Then, the disturbance is forecast to move away from Puerto Rico over the western Atlantic through midweek. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour, 55 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is forecast during the next couple of days, and the disturbance is expected to become a tropical depression later today or tonight and become a tropical storm as it nears the Leeward Islands. Formation chance through 48 hours high near 100%. Formation chance through 7 days high near 100%. The estimated minimum central pressure is 1,010 millibar, 29.83 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for potential Tropical Cyclone 5 can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AUX header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadcdat5.shtml. Rainfall. Potential Tropical Cyclone 5 is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 4 to 6 inches over portions of the Leeward and Virgin Islands. For Puerto Rico, 3 to 6 inches of rainfall, with maximum amounts of 10 inches, is expected. Elsewhere in the Caribbean, potential Tropical Cyclone 5 is expected to produce the following rain accumulations through Friday morning, Windward Islands 1 to 4 inches, Eastern Hispaniola 2 to 4 inches, for a complete depiction of forecast rainfall associated with potential tropical cyclone 5, please see the National Weather Service storm total rainfall graphic, available at hurricanes.gov/graphics_@5.shtml?rainqpf. Wind. Tropical storm conditions are expected in the warning area for the Leeward Islands beginning late tonight or early Tuesday. Tropical storm conditions are expected to begin spreading over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico on Tuesday night or early Wednesday. Storm surge. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above ground level for the eastern coast of Puerto Rico from San Juan to Guayama, including the islands of Culebra and Vieques, and in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above normal tide levels in the British Virgin Islands. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Surf. Swells generated by the system will likely begin to affect portions of the Leeward Islands beginning tonight. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Please consult products from your local weather office. Next advisory. Next complete advisory at 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. $. Forecaster Ken Gialozzi/Hagen Root.